Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pasca. Coming up, voice recognition software. You know what? It doesn't really recognize people's voices, but it is software. But before we do that, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Hello again, everyone. Israel is calling for direct peace talks with Lebanon. Israeli soldiers fought troops loyal to Hezbollah almost 2 years ago. An Israeli government spokesman says now the government is ready to put aside every issue of contention and put it on the table. There are reports Israel's pursuing a prisoner swap with Hezbollah militants. At the same time, Israel's confirmed a truce with Hamas militants who control the Palestinian territory of Gaza. NPR's Eric Westervelt says there could be more.
If the calm holds, Israeli officials say, they will ease sanctions on Sunday and allow more fuel and other supplies to enter Gaza through two main crossing points. However, a full lifting of sanctions, Israel says, depends on the release of a captured Israeli soldier. For both sides, the truce marks tough acknowledgments. The Israeli military has been unable to halt the near-daily rocket and mortar fire from Gaza, and Hamas has been forced to acknowledge the intense pressure that Israeli-imposed sanctions have had on the group and on ordinary Gazans.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Jerusalem. 63 people are now known dead from yesterday's massive bombing in Baghdad. The U.S. military blames a Shiite militant group for the attack, and the military says the Shiite group is trying to start up religious fighting again between Shiites and Sunnis. Same-sex couples are getting marriage licenses in California. Gays and lesbians began to hold ceremonies in large cities yesterday, such as Los Angeles and San Francisco. Reporter Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ says same-sex couples showed up in other county courthouses as well.
There was some question as to how many couples in the more conservative Central Valley would be obtaining licenses and marrying. As it turned out, there was a steady stream at courthouses in Fresno, Modesto, and Stockton. Jeff Kors of the organization Equality California says there were protesters at some of the courthouses, but for the most part, couples received a warm reception.
The county clerks and the staff have all been wonderful and congratulating people. I've heard all good stories so far.
Meanwhile, a state appeals court rejected a plea by a conservative religious group to halt same-sex marriages until California voters consider the issue in November.
Bob Hensley reporting. And the Boston Celtics are champions of the world. The Celtics smashed the Los Angeles Lakers in Game 6 of the NBA Finals last night, 131-92. What a score. The Celts' Paul Pierce scored 17 points and was voted the most valuable player. He says the championship is an incredible dream.
It means everything, you know. I'm not living under the shadows of the other greats now. You know, I'm able to make my own history with my time here. And, you know, like I said, this is something that I wanted to do. If I was going to be one of the best Celtics to ever play, I had to put up a banner, and today we did that.
Oh, did that indeed. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike, back to you.